waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
All right, welcome back to it on a Friday. We'll get back to the breaking news out of New Zealand shortly. It is cold-blooded, to say the least. The guy live-streamed for 17 minutes, the massacre. That video has been taken down, but as you can imagine, the dark web has picked it up. It's been broadcast and replayed and sent all over and tweeted and retweeted or whatever you call it. You know, it's been sent around. Lots of people have it. I have a copy of it here. That's how easy it is to get. It's not available through normal channels, but you can get it if you need to, if you want to see what actually happened. It's gut-wrenching, to say the least. But let's talk about Beto O'Rourke for a moment, the latest to join the stampede of those on the Democratic side trying to be president of the United States. His name is Robert, but please, please, please call him Beto. He said on 60 Minutes he absolutely would not run for president. Of course, that wasn't true. And after all, according to his video announcement, he had no other choice because we could all die very soon. And then in Keokuk, Iowa yesterday, man, he got fired up. He was flailing around like he was having a sugar high, like nobody's business. Bite number one, Beto, go get him. Bite number one.
There will be people who can no longer live in the cities that they call home today. There is food grown in this country that will no longer prosper in these soils. There's going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater that are above the sea right now. This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis.
12 years. Old Rocket Bob, the doomsday prophet. He says, however, those are just minor concerns compared to this stark, devastating reality we all surely face if we don't heed his ominous warnings. Bite two. Number two.
Some will criticize the Green New Deal for being too bold or being unmanageable. But I tell you what, I haven't seen anything better that addresses this singular crisis that we face, a crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
Lead to extinction? If we don't follow Beto, we're all dead. Don't you get it? We're all dead. I'm sorry. This is part of his positive message. This is going to be a positive. The video, I've got to go back and grab this part because he said it's going to be a positive campaign, a positive message. Well, so far, we're on a trajectory to death and destruction. We can't possibly survive. Yeah, but it gets even better. Extinction, mass migrations of tens of millions, countries underwater, despair, crop failure. It's all coming to a head. In a theater near you, it's Beto for just one time, 24 hours a day. It's blood, sweat, and gears. Anyhow, Beto and his positive message are fully ready to scare the crap out of you. If that'll get a couple of votes, we're all for it. Let's just scare the daylights out of them. We'll lie and lie and lie until, holy crap, we've got them to go voting. Let's do it. All right, it's bite number three. If anyone can still take him seriously, bite three.
Go. Some communities have borne the brunt of pollution more than others right now. The asthma deaths that we have in the United States of America concentrated in some neighborhoods, some people more than others. It wants to make sure that we do our part in making this more equitable, in helping those communities that have already been hurt so badly, that we ensure that there are jobs available for those who are looking for work, for purpose, for function in their lives, who do not have it right now and are succumbing to the diseases of despair. And in so doing, make sure that the world's greatest superpower, its greatest democracy, its greatest economy, brings everything that we have to this unique challenge. Literally, not to be melodramatic, but literally the future of the world depends on us right now here where we are.
Not to be melodramatic, of course not, Beto. No, you go get him, brother. You preach it. Not to be melodramatic or anything, but we're all going to die if we don't do it right now. We've got 12 years, damn it. Everybody agrees. give me a stopwatch. Let's see. Part of his positive messaging includes extinction. diseases of despair, crop failure, mass flooding, mass migration. We won't even be able to grow our own food in America. It's over. By the way, those asthma deaths, just as a, gives me a headache, but just as a point of fact on that, yeah, asthma is increasing in America. And yet our air here in America is cleaner than it's been in my lifetime. That's a scientific fact. You can go check on that. That's a scientific fact. So I'm going to go ahead and nominate Beto here for the dumbest thing I heard this week. New little thing we're going to do here. The dumbest thing I heard this week, we're going to go ahead and get it tuned up. And I want you to start thinking about who could possibly win such a thing. I'm going to tune up bite number five here for you because this is one of my contenders for the dumbest thing I heard this week. And then I want you to go to stevegruber.com, send me a note, or go to Facebook and send me a note. What do you vote for? What do you vote for the dumbest thing you've heard this week? But we'll start. Here's one of my nominees. Bite number five. The dumbest thing I heard this week. Go. Bite five.
So let's focus on the Dakota Access Pipeline. Should Wells Fargo be held responsible for the damages incurred by climate change due to the financing of fossil fuels and these projects?
I don't know how you'd calculate that, Congresswoman.
Say from spills or when we have to reinvest in infrastructure building seawalls from the erosion of infrastructure or cleanups, wildfires, et cetera?
Related to that pipeline, I'm not aware that there's been any of what you described that's occurred related to that.
How about the cleanups from the leaks of the Dakota Access Pipeline?
I'm not aware of the leaks associated with the Dakota Access Pipeline that you're describing.
So hypothetically, if there was a leak from the Dakota Access Pipeline, why shouldn't Wells Fargo pay for the cleanup of it, since it paid for the construction of the pipeline itself?
Because we don't operate the pipeline. We provide financing to the company.
Yeah, you know, hypothetically speaking, if you had actually checked your facts and had an actual question, I would answer it. That'd be my hypothetical answer. Anyhow, that's a nominee number one for the dumbest thing I heard this week. Beto O'Rourke, just in general principles, will be there. Plus, I have one more nominee. We'll get to that a little bit later. It's Friday. Good to have you here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.